The Gemara ended with a story. The Gemara said, Moshe Bar Atzri, Arva de Ksubasa de Kalsei Hava. There was a Yid, his name was Moshe Bar Atzri. He was a wealthy man. His son Rav Huna was a Tzum Rabbanon. He got married, gave a Ksuba, like every married man does. And this Gvir, the Tata of the Chosin, Moshe Bar Atzri, he co-signed this Ksuba. Anyways, Tchikale Milsa, and Abaya had this whole Eitzah of how Rav Huna would be able to fall into a greater Yerusha Bichayev by pulling off this scheme against his father, which ordinarily is not so cool. But in this instance, because it was Bnoi and it was a Tzum Rabbanon, Abaya felt like maybe that's okay. Rava, for what it's worth, did not agree with Abaya. But this was something that Abaya thought was a good idea. But I want to shtel zechon the name of this man. His name was Moshe Bar Atzri. Why is this interesting? It's interesting because this is actually the answer to a trivia question. The only Tana or Amora, and really the only personality that you find in Shas whose first name was Moshe, is this Yid right here. Moshe Bar Atzri. Now, to be clear, this Gemara is mentioned in two places. It's mentioned right here, and if you look in the Maseiros HaShas, it's also in Masechtas Eirichin, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. So really, he's mentioned twice, but it's the same exact Gemara. It's verbatim. This whole Gemara that we have right here is also in Masechtas Eirichin, thus he's mentioned twice. But really, there's one place, Achashi Yishtayim, that you have a person by the name of Moshe Bar Atzri. And if you think about it, it's fascinating. How is it possible that there isn't one Tana, one Amora, whose name was Moshe? I mean, that would seem to me the most basic Jewish name in the world. How is it possible that you find this? You know what makes this observation? The Chida. The Chida in Shem HaGdoilim, and this is in Mareches Gedoilim, Mareches Mem, it's Sif Kuf Yud. He writes as follows. Matzasi kosa b'sefer ksav yad. Lo'yhoyo shum tana, oya moira, shenikra Moshe. He says, I found this in a Ksav Yad somewhere, that there wasn't one Tan or one Amir, which by the way means not only Talmud Bavli, it means Talmud Yerushalmi, it means all the Midrashim, right? There wasn't one Tan or one Amir whose name was Moshe, the who Pella, the Soid. He says, it's a Pella, and not just that, it's a Soid. The answer to this is a secret. Says the Chidah, the Hainu the Amri Inchi. This is what people mean when they say Al HaRambam, Mi Moshe Vad Moshe, Leikom Kemoshe. How can you say that? Maybe there was someone from Moshe Rabbeinu until the Rambam, who is bigger than the Rambam. The reason is, because it's not true. There were no great people whose name was ever Moshe. And that's why this Pisgum that everyone's heard, right? It's on the Matzev of the Rambam. I mean, Moshe Vad Moshe Leikom Kemoshe. It's MS because there were, if there were Tanam and Amiram who gave the name Moshe, it wouldn't be true. There would have been a Moshe that was greater than the Rambam. The Skatnu Adairis. The Teres is because no one gave the name Moshe. And the next person that you find who's a great person who has the name Moshe is the Rambam. And it's for that reason, me Moshe about Moshe like come Moshe. But either way, the Chida brings that he found in a Sefer Ksav Yad lo yoshum Tana o Yamoira shenikra Moshe vuhu Pela. Now, we have a Gemara right here. Chidaz doesn't bring this Gemara. We have a Gemara. Moshe Bar Atzri. So, probably you have to say he wasn't a Tana and he wasn't an Amora. Sounds like he was a Chevraman. But regardless, a Tana and Amora, he zicha wasn't. And because he wasn't a Tana or he wasn't an Amora, it's not a Stira. But the truth is, it's a fascinating observation. Why is it that there's no Moshe's? And emphasis is like this. We've spoken about this inyan in the past. And this is something that the Chidah's Meirichin in Mareches Aleph, it's in Sif Lama Dalet, it's under Marab Avram Goyen. He makes all the name observations. Why is it that there isn't one Tan with the name Avram? You ever see a Tan whose name is Reb David? You ever see Reb Shloima? Right? David HaMelech, Shloima HaMelech. What about in Nach? In Nach, the Radal, in his Agoyis on the Shem HaGdoilim, so he writes, you know, the Chidah made a big deal about all these famous names, biblical names, that you don't find one Tana, one Amir that was named by. He said, to me, I would have asked the Kasha better. Pella shall I hear, heir be'inyon yoysen niflubaza, she b'chol ha-Tanach, in the whole Tanach, lo'y nimtza misha shmoy k'shem ma'avayis kulam, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, there's no Moshes, there's no Aarons. What's going on over here? What happened to all these names? Right, how many Aarons do you know in Shas? There's a Rav Aaron that's mentioned. There's no Aarons in Shas. These are the most basic Jewish names. You know what names you have? Papa, Chizda, Sheshes, Huna. It's tzorich iyun gadol. If you think about it, right? Look at Rav Papa's 10 sons: Raphram bar Papa, Achoy bar Papa, right? Surchiv bar Papa. I don't know. Today, if someone had 10 sons, what would they be? It'd be Cham Yankel, it'd be Moshe, it'd be Dovid, it'd be Shloimeh, right? This is what the names would be, but those were not the names. And if you think about it, it's about us again. We've spoken about this in the past, and in general, names seems to be one of the themes here in the end of Bava Basra. It's part of our digression, but I just want to zone in on one thing, and that is the name Moshe. The name Moshe, because that's what we're talking about. Moshe bar Atzri. Ki lo yoyoshum tana oyamoyro shenikra Moshe v'hu pele v'soit. And it sounds like whatever the reason is, it's a soit. The truth is, the tzroir hamor, Rabbi Avram Saba, and this is in the beginning of Parashat Shmos. So he talks about the name Moshe. Listen to one excerpt. Ki zeh Hashem shal Moshe hu pele. The name is a pele. V'hu May imke haTorah, ki Moshe oila, k'may Hashem behipach oisiyos. Moshe mem shin hey is the inverse of Hashem, hey shin mem. V'lochein says the Tzur Amor lo yada ishes kfur asay. V'chein Moshe berosh tevois who k'may matat sar hagadol mem shin hey matat sar hagadol v'hu shakai. And this was already merumas in the beginning of time. Either way, says the Tzor Hamar, mamish what the Chida says. Ki zeh Hashem shal Moshe hu pele, v'hu me'imke atayra. You know, when I read the Chida the first time, the Chida brings this observation that he found in an old ksaviyat. And it said in that ksaviyat, v'hu pele v'soit. I thought the pele is the fact that there's no one named Moshe, right? It's a pele. It's a pella, and it's also a soit. The answer is an soit. But listen to the words of the Tzor Hamor. Ki zeh Hashem shal Moshe hu pella. He's not making an observation that's a pella. He's talking about the name. The name is a pella. And then he talks about vu me'imke atayra. It's one of the soites atayra. I think that that's what the Chida saw in this ksaviyat. Ki lo yhoyo shum tana oyamor shenikra Moshe. Not for who pella, the observation is a pella. It's like half of a fella, it's niflin developed, right? That's not what he means. I think he means for who pella, the name Moshe is a pella. The soit and the name Moshe is a soit, maybe. But the bottom line is, there's some soit over here with the name Moshe, and it's because it is soit in the name Moshe that no Tana, no Amora was given the name Moshe. So just to appreciate this Indian a little bit, this is like a digression, Sheba digression, right? But just to appreciate this a little bit, just want to take a few steps back. And I think it's Kedai to revisit the name Moshe. So we all know the story in the beginning of Parashat Shmos. So Paroi had made a gzera that any Jewish boy that's born, his astrologers told him that Moshiach and Yisrael was going to be born right around that time. And his way of preventing the inevitable was, Kol HaBein HaYiloid has to be thrown into the Nile River. The Pasuk says, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach es Bas Levi. Chazal tell us that this Ish was none other than Amram. And the Bas Levi was Yecheved, who was the daughter of Levi. Now, the rest of the story is a Gemara in the first parak of Masechta Soita, that after Pari had made the Gzeira, so Amram, who was the god of Adari, got up and he divorced his wife. He said that, what are we bringing Darius into the world? We're going to bring sons and each boy is going to be thrown into the Ya'ar, they're going to be killed. This whole story makes no sense. And the Gemara says that when Amram did it, all of the Yidden went and they followed suit and they did exactly what it was that Amram did. In the meantime, Miriam, who was Amram's daughter, went to her father and said, Abba, Shalcha kasha mishaloi. Right, your gzeira is more chomer than the gzeira of Parish. A Parish like Gazer el al ascharim. And what are you doing? You're causing Zarei Shel Yisrael to come to an end. He was mekabel what Miriam said, and this pasuk happened. He went and he married Bas Levi Tzimtzveitimol. So he was machzeh grushasai. And he said that even though Pari made a gzeira, it doesn't matter. Okay, vataro ish vatelet ben. So Yecheved became pregnant, she gave birth to a son. She saw the son, He was toiv. Chazal say nesmala habayis kuloyar. He was toiv. Chazal say he was noilad mal. He was toiv. Different pshatim, but there was something very special about this boy. That it's benei was shloishi yirachim, and she hid this boy for 3 months. But then the time came; it was already impractical for her to hide him anymore. So you know what to do. So she took a little teva. She put her child into this teva. And she put it right at the edge of the yar in a box. So she didn't throw him into the yar like Pari had said she was supposed to have done. But she puts him in this box, in this teva. Puts him in the suf, right in between the reeds, and he's mamish at the edge of the yard. And in the meantime, this boy's sister Miriam, every day she would go and she would watch from the distance to see what's going to happen, meaning her little brother's in this box, and let's see how it's going to play itself out. In the meantime, the pasuk says, Bas Pari, punct, at that time, was going to bathe, and all of a sudden, she sees this teva. So she stretches her hand out, Chazal say, Bederech Nes, and she pulls this box, Vatiftach, and she opens it, Vatireo Esayele, and she saw there was a boy inside. Not what she was expecting to see. Vine Nar Boichen, he was crying, Vatach Malolov, and she had compassion over him, Vatoimer, and she said, Mialdo Yivrim, I can see this is a Jewish boy. Vatoimerach, Chayseel Baspar, all of a sudden Miriam emerges from the distance, and she comes running to Baspari, and she says, I see you just found this little boy. Wow, this is crazy. Because I happen to know a very good Jewish meinekes. If you want, I'll call her and she'll be happy to take care of this child. You know what? It's a good idea. Meaning, I need someone to nurse this child. It sounds like an idea. So this girl, Miriam, went. Vatikra, who did she call as Emayelet? She called the mother of this little child. So she brings the chevet back. Bas Paroi said, "Hey, lichi es hayelad hazeh." Then he coolly she meets Yecheved, not knowing that Yecheved is the mother of this child. He says, "Do me a favor, nurse this child. Vani eten escharech. I'll pay you. Vatika cho isha hayelad vatinikeu." Now the arrangement was that Yecheved would nurse this child until the child got older, but afterwards, Basio wants to adopt this child. So vayigdal hayelad, the pasuk says, the child got older. Vativiyeu the Bas Paroi. And Yecheved did what she had to do. She has to return the child. Vayilo lebein, and Basya raised this child. Vatikra shmoi Moshe, and she named him Moshe. Vatoyma, she said that the reason I'm giving him the name Moshe is ki min amayim eshisu, because I slept him, I yanked him out of the water, and it's for that reason this is the name that I'm going to give the child. This is a story that we all know, but just to read the psukim to get into the feel a little bit. So who named Moshe Moshe? It was Basya. It's a pasuk. Vayigdal hayeled, vativiyehu lebas paroi, vayihilo levein, vatikra shmoi Moshe. She, Basya, called him Moshe. Vatoimer, she said, ki min amayim eshisu, and it's for that reason, this is the name that I'm giving. If you take a look at the Eben Ezra on this pasuk, the Eben Ezra says as follows. He says, shem Moshe miturgim miloshen mitzrayim beloshen hakodesh. The word Moshe is really a translation. It's a Lashon HaKodesh. It's a Hebrew translation of the Egyptian equivalent thereof. Ushmai B'Lashon Mitzrayim. It says, Evan asks, if you want to know what Moshe's name in Egyptian was, Haya Munyas. That was his name. It was Munyas or Monyas. V'kach Kosov, he says, I found this written B'Sefer Avodas HaAdama. Sounds like the name of the book is Agriculture or something like that. But the point is, in this book of agriculture, in the Sefer Avodas HaAdama, I found it, Hanetak Miloshem Mitzrayim, Miloshem Kadarim. This is a work that was translated from the ancient Egyptian vernacular into Loshen Kadarim, and I saw there that that's what the Egyptians used to refer to Moshe Rabbeinu as. He was known as Monyos. Gam, Kocha, I found this also, B'Sifrei Chachmei Yavon, in the Greek books. Ulai, says Devin Ezra, Limda Bas Paroi L'Shoinenu, could be Bas Paroi learned our language, Ayshala, or maybe she asked. Then Devin Ezra says, V'alta Tamar, Bavur Sheinenu Moshui, meaning, if the reason that the name is Moshe is Kimina Mai Meshisu, Sa'ar Devin Ezra, grammatically, the word should have been Moshui, and Devin Ezra says a Yisoy that answers a lot of such questions, Ki Hashem Mois Eino Nishmarim K'moy Apalim, that names are based on a true story, right? But they don't have to match up grammatically to the underlying word that is the reason for the name. Pukhazi, almost every single name that you're ever going to find in Tanakh that's given for a reason. So there's a remez to the reason in the name, but the grammar doesn't really stem. So too says the Ibn Ezra, don't be surprised why the name is not Moshui, why it's Moshe, because in diktuk of names, this is not something that has story. Either way, so the Ibn Ezra began his piece by saying, Shem Moshe Meturgim, Miloshem Mitzrayim, Beloshem HaKodesh. Ushmoy Beloshem Mitzrayim Hoya, Munyas. Dabar Benel, in his Pirush HaLatayra, brings the Ibn Ezra, and he terrorizes the Ibn Ezra, as they say in yeshiva, it's a shticker. He cannot come to terms with what the Ibn Ezra said. Dabar Benel understood that what the Ibn Ezra was saying was that when Basya named this little boy, she didn't name him Moshe, she named him Munyas. That was the name that she gave. Why then in the Torah does it say Moshe? Because the Torah is not written in Egyptian. The Torah is written in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Targum from Lashon HaKodesh to Egyptian, as it relates to Munyas, is Moshe. And that's why it's Moshe. But you want to know the name that Bas Paroi gave to Moshe? The Yikaru Shema B'Yisrael was Munyas. Freita Barbanel, it can't be. It can't be. And his main reason that he says it can't be is because names don't ever get translated in translations. So he says, if you're going to translate a book, it doesn't matter if it's Sifrei Kodesh or if it's a secular work. The name never gets translated, right? The name is always going to be a name that you can't pronounce because it's of some culture that you don't know how to even say the letters or the words, right? The names that everything gets translated says Dabar Benel, but never the name. So I never heard of such a thing that you're writing a translation and the way you're going to write the translation is by translating a name. The name is always the way it was. So even though the Torah is, of course, written in Lashon HaKodesh, and even if Lefamim, maybe there are things that are translated in the Torah, Hagam, when the words were spoken, they were maybe spoken in a different language, right? What language was Pari communicating to Moshe with? Whatever, we don't have to go into all these things right now. But the point is, Lav Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, and it could be in the Torah, it's merinit, a translation, but not a name. A name is never translated. And if that's the case, it's poshet. It's poshet that there's no Munyas business going on over here. So he says that to me, the Ibn Ezra is a pliatzum. He says, it's a pel, I can't come to terms with this. Now he says, what was bothering the Ibn Ezra? What was provoking him to say this? Because I know what was provoking him. That Basya Bas Pari didn't speak Lashon Kodesh. And because she didn't speak Lashon Kodesh, where does she come to? Moshe, Kimin Amayim, Mishisu. I mean, these are all Lashon Kodesh digger words. She didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. So to her, it's not Kimin Amayim, Mishisu. To her, it's, I don't know, some other word. And thus, you'd have to come up with a name that matches whatever the verb Mishisu is, Belashon HaMitzrim. But it can't be she named Moshe, because that would mean that she had some knowledge and she had some intelligence as it relates to Lashon HaKodesh. That's for sure what was bothering the Ibn Ezra. But says that Dabar Benel, it shouldn't have bothered the Ibn Ezra. You know why? Because I think the Ibn Ezra, the ultimate Pshutai Shal Mikra Diga Parshan, I think he missed something over here. I don't think the Pshutai Shal Mikra is the way the Ibn Ezra understood it. The Ibn Ezra understood, Vatikra Shmoy Moshe, who called this child Moshe? Basya Bas Pari, right? I'm pretty sure that's the way I learned it when I was in yeshiva. Says that Barbanel's not true. Vatikra Shma Moshe was Yecheved. Yecheved was the one. Read the pasuk. Vayigdal hayeled. Vativiyehu lebas paroi. Who's the tough in the Vativiyehu? Who's she? It's referring to Yecheved. Vayila leben and Vatikra. The same Yecheved who was Vativiyehu lebas paroi. She's the Vatikra Shma Moshe. She's the same person. And it's Yecheved that did it. And Yecheved said it b'loshon HaKodesh. And that's what's good. Now you want to tell me there's this Indian Amonyas that you found in all these farms? Maybe that's what the Egyptians referred to him as, a Bechalila. That's not, no way in the world what's going. And he says, besides, you think Basya Bas Pari is the one that gave Moshe this holy name? There's no way in the world Yecheved is the one that named him. She's the one that said, She's the one that said Moshe, and the Vatikra is the same as the Vativiyehu. Now the Barbanel mutches with the grammar, the dikto, kinamai mishi sihu, sounds like the one that schlepped out of the water is the one that gave the name. So I'm about Barbanel, way above my pay grade in the world of dikto, to explain over there what's going on. But just to see the sikum of what that Barbanel says. Hine his bar mizeh, she'imo shal Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom, hi hoysa she'kore shmoy Moshe b'loshen ha-ivris, v'loy bas paroy, v'shaloy hutik, v'loy turgim shmol shal Moshe miloshen mitzvah u'loshen arvis k'divrei Rabbeinu Avron ibn Ezra. No way. V'shal imo shal Moshe amir ha-kosov. And it's regarding the mother of Moshe that the Pasuk says, v'toymer kimin ha-mayim mishisiyu, she'hi amir l'bas paroy, hine anoichi korosi shmoy Moshe. Meaning it's related to the fact that you slept out of the water, but Yecheved says, because you slept her out of the water, therefore I'm going to give her a nice Jewish name, and the name that I'm going to give my son is the name of Moshe. Now the truth is that I saw all the Mefarshim on the Eben Ezra. So if you have the classic work, Mechaykike Yehuda, which is a likud of some older commentaries on the Eben Ezra, or if you have the more modern work from Mosad Rav Kook, Das Ezra, Kulon Ke'ish Echa B'Lei Vechot say that it sounds like that Barbanel didn't read the whole Eben Ezra. It's a Pella. Because we read the whole Eben Ezra. Let's read it again. What does Eben Ezra say? Shem Moshe miturga milosha mitzrayim b'loshan ha-kodesh. Ushmoy b'loshan mitzrayim ha-yomunias. V'chein kosa b'sefer avoidus ha-adoma ha-netak milosha mitzrayim b'loshan kadarim. Gam kocha b'sifrei chachmeyofan. Ulai, says Eben Ezra, what's this line? Limda bas pare v'shoyneinu ishala. According to the Barbanel, what is that line? It doesn't make any sense. The teretz is that the Eben Ezra is not saying that Basya Bas Paroi named Moshe Monyas. He's just saying that you should know there is a name Monyas floating around. And Shem Moshe Miturgim Milosha Mitzrayim. But Avada, the name that Basya gave was the name Moshe. V'haraya, those are his. That's the next comment. Ulai Lomda Bas Paroi L'shoyneinu Oshala. So really, the Barbanel is a pella. But I'll tell you something interesting. It's that this Barbanel, who accused Eben Ezra, I mean that word softly, that of saying that Basya really named Moshe Monyas, or Munyas, not sure how to pronounce this, and somehow it gets translated into Moshe, really, although the Eben Ezra doesn't seem to have said it, but there are Rishonim that said it. The Moshe of Skenim says it. Listen to the Moshe of Skenim. One of the Bali Toysfis. Dibra Maschel Vatikra Eshmoy Moshe. V'ikasha. V'chibas Pari Hoysa Yaidas L'dabra B'loshen HaKodesh. V'yeshloim. Shehi Karosoi B'loshen Mitzri. L'oshen Mashicha. Whatever L'oshen Mitzri for Mashicha is, that's what she called him. V'achakach Kishaba Moshe. V'kosav V'atayra V'sidra. Kosav Shmoy Moshe. L'oshen Mashicha. See, no name Moshe. Moshe? Moshe. He's the one that did it. He himself. This is Mephorish. This is Bokhtena. This, you can't argue it. This is non-negotiable. But the bottom line is, this is what's going on over here. Some of the drama in the Eben Ezra and the Abarbanel, this is classic Chumash Torah. Ve'in kan hamokim laharech. But this is all gishmak. But it's not the Pshut HaYishol Mikra, right? What's the Pshut HaYishol Mikra? What's the Pashit Pashit Psha? Who named Moshe Moshe? It was Basya, the way we learn it in Cheder. And that's, without a question, the Pshut HaYishol Mikra in terms of what it is that happened over here. So, if Basya was the one that named Moshe Moshe, so here's the question. The question is, what name did Amram and Yecheved give Moshe, right? Let's go with the Pashup Pshat. That Basya named Moshe Moshe. Okay. This is first when it was Vayigdal Hayeled, right? He's a little bit older already. This is when Yecheved returns Moshe. It sounds like at that point now, Vatilok Leben, Basya's going to raise this child, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was raised by Basya Bas Pari. We forget that sometimes, Sapella. But that's what happened, right? So right now she's going to give him a name. And what's the name that she's going to give him? The name she gives him, Moshe. Okay, so here's the question. By the Bris Mila Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu we know was Noilad Mol. Okay, Atofas Dan Bris, according to one man, the Omar is a regular Bris Mila, right? What was the name Moshe Rabbeinu got? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's name at his bris mila? I think it's a good question. Right? We should all ask ourselves this question. We're old enough to know the answer. Right? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's name that was given to him by his parents? If the Pasuk says that Basya gave the name Moshe, so what was Moshe Rabbeinu's name that was given by Amram and Yocheved? Now, there are some clues. There's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Darshan and Gepasin and Divrei Ayomim. The Ishtai HaYehudiya Yolda Es Yered Avigdar Ves Chever Avi Soichoi Ves Yikusil Avi Zonoyach Ve'ele B'nei Bissya Baspare Ashalok Achmar. So this Pasuk in Divrei Ayomim was like, Op Sukum Divrei Ayomim. Very cryptic, right? Nitno Divrei Ayomim El Lidorish Ki Yodua. So it's not an easy Pasuk to read. The Pasuk seems to be describing the children of Basya Baspari. So the Gemara says like this, that all the children mentioned in this pasuk as being the children of Basya Baspari are all referring to Moshe. Moshe is not really a child of Basya Baspari. Yeah, but the pasuk says, Vatihila Leben, right? And Chalamagadol, Yosim, Viyasame B'teich Besai, Malo Vakosuv, Ki'ilu Yaldai. And really, that's what's going on over here. So you want to know who this pasuk is describing? It's describing one person. But it doesn't say one person. It says Yered Avi Gedor Chever Avi Soicha Yikusil Avi Zonayach. So the Gemara says that really these were all different names of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yered Zem Moshe. V'lamani Kishma Yered Shiyar Lahemon B'yamav. Gedor Zem Moshe. Why Shagodar Pritzah Yisayim Shal Yisrael. Chever is Moshe. Shechiber Es Yisrael La'avim Shabashamayim. Sukkoi is Moshe, or Soichoi. Shenasa lehem li Yisrael kisukko. Yikosil is Moshe. Shekivu Yisrael akel biyomav. Zonoyach is Moshe. Shezniach avoy nesem shal Yisrael. In other words, six additional names to Moshe. Okay, so now we're getting somewhere. We found six additional names. You have Yered, you have Gedor, you have Chever, you have Soicha, Yikosil, Zonoyach, and of course there's Moshe. Truth is, there are chazals that talk about how Moshe Rabbeinu had seven names. So we know Moshe Shver, Yisrael, Rashi and Chumash says had seven names. Moshe chazal say also had seven names. It's the name Moshe Luchura plus these six. Here you have your seven names. But there's another medrash. This medrash is the Vayikra Rabbah. Right in the beginning of Vayikra, Yud Shem Moshe Nikru Loi LaMoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. Yered, Chever, Yikusil, Avigdor, Avi Soiche, Avi Zonoyach. So this is all a play on this Gemara, the same Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, but then it continues. And says he also had the name of Tuvia. Tuvia is one of the names of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had a name Shmaya. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Ben Nisano. Moshe Rabbeinu was called HaSoifer. Moshe Rabbeinu was called HaLevi. Now, the truth is, if you do the math, it's more than 10 names. I'm the Mefarshei HaMedrash. But again, there's more names. So it seems to be a lot of different names going on. But what was the name? Right? He got 10 names by the Bris Milah? It doesn't sound like it. And if I care, all these names seem like they're related to different things. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's name that he was given at the onset? So there's a Yalkut Shemoyni. This Yalkut, this is all off and off, by the way. In Parshas Shmos, it's Remez Kuf Samach Vav. The Yalkut says as follows. Vatikra Shmoy Moshe. Bastio referred to Moshe as Moshe. V'oviv, however, Moshe Rabbeinu's father called him Chever. So you want to know what Amram called Moshe Chever. V'imoy kara lo Yikusil. V'achoysoy kara lo Yered. Achiv Aaron kara lo Avi Zonoyach. His Zayde Kahos called him Avi Soichai. Klal Yisrael called him Shmaya Ben Nisano. Still a little bit confusing, right? Father this, mother that, sister this, brother that. What did they call Moshe Rabbeinu by the bris? L'maisa chipasti u'matzasi. It's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Mefurish. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is in Perek Memches. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nisano Loimer. Ro'u avoysav shal Moshe Torei shal Moshe kemalach elikim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says kitoiv. And he looked like a malach elikim. Malu oysa l'shmoyne yomim. And they gave him the bris milah to 8 days. V'karu shmoy. And what did they name him by the bris milah? Yikusiel. That was Moshe's original name. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says, Toiv Karu Oisai. His name was Toiv. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vatera Oisai Ki Toifu. Machloik is in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer between Reb Nisano and Reb Shimon. Reb Nisano says his name was Yikusiel. Reb Shimon says that his name was Toiv. And now you know the rest of the story. But the bottom line is that what was Moshe Rabbeinu's original name? Moshe Rabbeinu's original name was either Yikusil or it was Toif. And Moshe Rabbeinu has all these different names. But at the end of the day, it's so interesting. What is Moshe Rabbeinu known as? Moshe Rabbeinu is known as Moshe. So the question is, why? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu go down as Moshe? With all these names that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and it sounds like these are chashuv names that bring out the godless of Moshe. So if that's the case, so why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu goes down as Moshe? So the Medrash asks this question. This is a Shmois Rabba, again, right in the beginning of Parashat Shmois, right in the story of Moshe. Says the Medrash, Vatikra Shmoi Moshe, Mikan Atolomet Tzchorin Shal Goymel Chasadim. From here you see the great reward that a Goymel Chesed is going to have. Afal Pisha Harbe Shemes Hayloi LaMoshe. Because even though Moshe Rabbeinu had so many names, oh, and by the way, the name that he had when he was born, but at the end of the day, the name that Moshe Rabbeinu goes down by is the name that he was given by Basya. Why? This is in deference to the fact that this name came from a Gemilas Chesed. This is a woman who saved this boy's life. This is a woman that raised this boy. And this Basya Baspari has the schos that it's her name that goes down to be the name. But the emes is, just to end and come full circle, this Tzrar Amar that we mentioned earlier says a different reason. We mentioned that the Chidal said that he found in an old Ksavyat that this Ksavyat was referring to why is it they don't find one Tana, one Amar named Moshe. Today's staff we found a Moshe Bar Atzri. Right, that's the one pircha on this. But Lamaisa, there's no Tanas, no Mary. Don't find that's Pshad. Me Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe like come Moshe. Because there was no great Moshe from Moshe Rabbeinu, or at least no one on the level of the Rambam. Thus, you don't have anyone in between. What's the reason? So he said, Vahu Pele Vesait. And we shtel tzu to that the Tzrar Amar, who says, Kizeh Hashem Shal Moshe Hu Pele, Vahu Me Imkei HaTorah, Ki Moshe Oile Kamei Hashem Behipachosis. Right? It's the flip of Hashem. And that's the soid of Layada Ishes Kfuros. And the Rosh Natevis of Moshe is Matat Sar Hagodah. And this is already Mirumas Betrias Oilam. Mimchoin Shifta Hishkiach is Rosh Tevis and Moshe. So you have all the Pele and all the Soid that's wrapped into the name Moshe. But listen to what the Tzrar Hamor says at the beginning of this parasha. He says as follows. He says, Zen Nirali. Ois, amacha kosafti bezois haparsha, shei kulas storim gedoylam. Ulazed dorshu, shei yorda lirchoitz migilule beisavia. Chazal say that when Basya Baspari went to the Yor, she wasn't just going to bathe, she was going to toivol, the shei mitzvah. Veherichu bitzit koso ubimaseha. And Chazal, they wax poetic about her greatness. It has to be that way. She'im loy king, because we're not for the fact that she was Megayer. Echnisha zeh Hashem l'moisha, shekar loy baspar. How does this go down as the name? V'chiloy molu oisoy ove v'imai. You mean to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu's parents didn't give him a bris milah? For loy karu loy shem? And they didn't give him a name? For loy rayinu shenisha loy shem macher elazeh? What about those names? Now, Tzor Amar doesn't mention what those names are, but we know the names now. It's other Yikusil, other Taif. So how is it possible that Moshe goes down as Moshe? What about the name that his parents gave him? El, sheyesh l'cho l'hoidos l'kabbalah. You have to be Mekabal, ki zeho yeshmoy mitchila. This was the name that was mitchila. Mitchila meaning before the world was even created. V'atayra kodma l'aylam. V'yakasav ba'at said in the Torah, istako b'ayraisa bar'amu. We're going to get to that in the Chumash here. But, right? Before Brias Olam, it says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe kam upon him." Listen to this line: "V'ra sa'ena," and her eyes, the eyes of this Basi Baspari, saw Mashalei Ro Aviv ve'imoy va'achosay ben avuasam. What Yocheved and what Amram and what Miriam were not able to say with all their tremendous madrigas of Nevuah. Ve'heskimo daito ledas hamokim baruchu. She was mechaven to the Ebishta, Uladas HaTorah, and to the Das of the Torah, and that's why his name goes down as Moshe. Medrash says it's because she did a Gemilas Chesed, but the Tzrar Amar in this Pshat, in this Shtikl Torah, where he talks about the Pella and the Imkei HaTorah, the Soy that is the name Moshe, he says, Amram Yecheved, Miriam, with all their nevuah, they couldn't tap into this Ruach HaKodesh, this nevuah, to know the real name of Moshe. But this is something she was able to see. What a line. V'ra'asa'ena, mashalei'ro'o, ove v'imoy v'achoysoy b'nevuasam. Right, Chazal say, ra'asa'shifcha bayam, mashalei'ro'o yecheskel ben buzi me'oylam. V'ra'asa'ena, mashalei'ro'o, ove v'imoy v'achoysoy b'nevuasam. She saw something that they didn't see. There's so many soydas and plum in the name of Moshe, and that's the soy, that's the pella, just a little bit. Again, we don't know what this all means, but there's some soy and some pella in the name Moshe, and that's what the Chida found in this Ksav Yad, that no Tana, no Amora has the name Moshe. That's the oimik of me Moshe, v'ad Moshe, leikom k'moshe, k'taku, was no one on the level of the Rambam from Moshe Rabbeinu with the name Moshe. That's why no one ever gave him the name Moshe. It's related to this soy and this pella. So here's the question, right? We end with a kasha. So what changed? How all of a sudden did Moshe become arguably the most popular Jewish name? What's Pashup Shah? I don't know, but we're going to leave it with this.